Good afternoon, the exotics vet, Chrissy speaking. Chrissy? Oh, good, how are you? Yes. She is actually off at the moment. She had a procedure done, so she's been off for the past couple of weeks. She's supposed to be coming back next Tuesday, but she's only doing half days next week on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So she's those days she's doing from like 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And then Saturday the 4th, I believe she'll be here from the 9 till 1. So she just won't be here this week. Yeah, that's the only problem. But yeah, I have Dr. Brock. So I think that at this point she should be back on the Tuesday the 30th. So next week. So she won't be here at all this coming week. Yeah. Is he doing okay or is there something going on? No. A little bit, yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah. Ah, okay. Let me see. Joe. No, we have seen Joe. We saw Joe. Phone call for cancellation. Oh, no, I think we must have booked an appointment and then we cancelled. That's right. So that was like a couple of years ago now. So, no, we haven't actually seen him in here. Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, because I mean, even like the weepy eyes, there can be sort of from, I guess, like it could be sort of a little bit of like an underlying infection or something that sort of comes back all the time, or sort of from like respiratory things, like stuff like that. So there could be an underlying cause to it. But yeah, we can definitely do x-rays if you wanted to and yeah, have a look. So if we wanted to do, usually, yeah, that'd be a good idea, definitely. So for just an initial x-ray, it's 270, and then usually we'll do sort of two views, so two views, so usually we'd sort of look at them from the top of their body downwards to get sort of a good view that way. And then we'll usually do from the side of their body so that it shows us two different sort of views of them. So if we were to do those two views at least, let me just see, it would be... So it would probably be around like the 405 if we were to do those two views of him, depending sort of what we were looking for. But obviously we get him in for a health check first anyway and sort of see if that's, you know, necessary. Or we, like, sometimes we can do like... Yeah, okay. Yeah, anything going on? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, but yeah. 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 Yeah, no. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, it all depends what we're looking for. So a lot of the time with the guinea pigs, we might just do one view if we're sort of looking at something in particular. But sometimes it just all depends sort of what the vet's looking for exactly, and if they think it's necessary to sort of do extra angles of their body. So yeah, like sometimes we do sort of like from the top to bottom, and then we can also do from like the right side, and then we also do like from the left side as well, so we get like both sides of their body. But just all depends. Honestly, it just depends sort of what we're looking for. Like sometimes we'll just do the two and that's enough. Other times we might need another angle from the other side of their body, so we'll do the three. It just sort of, I guess, depends on, yeah. Yeah, like three definitely would. Yeah, that's sort of like what we would usually do. Yeah. Yep. No, we just do it while they're conscious. Guinea pigs are really good. So we just pop them, they just sit on the plate for us, and we just position them sort of a little bit how we need to, and then we just quickly shoot the X-ray. So with those guys, we don't have to put them under unless we're sort of doing a dental and we need really clear sort of skull X-rays to see if there's anything wrong with like the tooth roots or tooth root abscesses and stuff like that. We might need to just to get a really good clear view and position them exactly right, which is still difficult with these guys. But if we're just doing general sort of X-rays just to sort of suss out their body, that kind of thing, we just do it while they're conscious during the consult. Yeah. And I mean, we might, yeah. Yeah. No, well, we check their teeth. Have you ever seen Vanessa use like this little mouthpiece that she puts in their mouth with like a little light, and she checks like all their molars and everything in there to see if there's any spurs or anything? Have you seen her use that? So yeah, depending, like if we look in there and there's no spurs, no overgrown teeth or anything like that, everything looks normal. We don't really usually need to go any further with it, unless there's something that we can't explain. It honestly, yeah, it just all depends sort of what we find. So, and if there was something, that he needed to have a dental for, then we can definitely do the X-rays while we're doing the dental. That way, he's already being anaesthetized for that, and we could get the X-rays done at the same time. So, yeah. Yep. So, just in the consult, that doesn't cost you. That's just a part of the health check. And we would only do a dental if you actually like if you know there was any actual issues with his teeth on the just conscious exam. Yeah. So the consult is 270. Oh, no, wait, what am I looking at? I've just had a brain malfunction, bear with me. That's that. The consult, Yeah, the x-rays, sorry. The consultation is 170. That's why I was getting confused. Yeah, just the consultation's 170, and we'll do a full health exam of him and have a look at his teeth conscious and see if there's any issues, and have a look at his eye and sort of see what sort of could be causing that. And then, yeah, obviously if we wanted to do the x-rays just conscious, we can do them during the time of that consult if we need to. And then anything further, we would usually just sort of plan ahead for that. Yeah, yeah. What were we after exactly? Yep, all right, let me see. Yep. Yep. The meloxicam, yes. And was there any... So meloxicam, we did a script in May. And then, yep. Yeah, then we did the last one before that was in March for meloxicam. May, yes. Okay, so you need another script. It was a bottle, a 30 ml bottle, and it had one repeat. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of that brand. Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yep. So that's the Ilium brand or the Medicam brand she has on the script. Is that either the ones that you usually get? That's okay. yeah. No, that's all good. Okay, so that was in May. Yes. Yeah, she's got the meloxicam and then she's put the brands in bracket next to it, which ones to dispense. So did they... Yeah. 32 mil. Alrighty. Yeah, okay. No, that's okay. I can... I should be able to get the vet that's here today to just sign another script for you on the 32 mil bottle. Yeah, that should be fine because he's on that sort of permanently, isn't he? Okay. No, good. Yeah, alrighty. No, that should be fine. I'll make a note of it as well for next time that it's the 32 mils that they do. But do you usually come and pick up the script from us or do we have to post it to you? We can. It's just a lot of the time, do they ask you for the hard copy? Yeah. Yeah, that's the only issue. So I could post it to you because usually you can pre-order it and then you just got to post it to them. So if you want, I can post you this script and email it to you as well. So that way you can pre-do it hopefully and then you should just be able to send in the hard copy when you receive it. Would that work? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, awesome. I can do that because you're still at 17 Compass Street at Caboolture. Perfect. Yeah, cool. No, I can do that. Definitely. That's not a problem. Yeah. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. So I'll do that for Casper. And so do you want me to book in Joe for when Vanessa's here or do you want to give us a call back later? Yeah. 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 No, that's okay. I know. Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. No. Okay. Yep. No. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bugger. Okay. All righty. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and as they age, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, yeah, if you want to, so she should be back on the 30th and she'll be doing afternoon shifts. And then I think the week after she's probably a bit more back to normal, but we'll probably sort of see how she goes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But when she comes back, she should be back on Saturdays anyway. It looks like she should be. So no, she'll still be there for the Saturdays because she's pretty much she always does now. She always does Tuesday a full day. Wednesday, Thursday is a half day in the morning. She works Fridays and then Saturdays. Yeah, so that's her normal. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, cool. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. All right, we'll get that sorted for you. Chrissy. Yeah. All good. No worries. We'll talk to you later. Bye.